Good morning, everybody. Here we are at Parshas Va'era. So, let's look at a couple of very well-known psukim at the beginning of this week's parsha. We saw at the story of the Gula of Amitra begins to unfold. So, the Torah says to Moshe Rabbeinu, who sent him on his shlichus, and he says, Lachei, Amoridim Yisrael Ami Hashem. And then, so he saves the Eskim, I will save you, the very true, I will take you as a people. So it is very well known that there are these four expressions of Geula. So he saves the Ve'etzalti, Ve'ga'alti, Ve'lokati. Those are the four expressions. So those four expressions of Geula. And what is also very well known is that we have on Leil Seder, Leil of Pesach, four koyses. And the four koyses, one of the well-known ideas regarding four koyses is that the four koyses are connected, the four expressions of Geula. So first of all, very first basic point, what actually is the earliest source of this idea? Who said that the four koyses are connected, the four expressions of Geula? Not to be found in the Gemara anywhere. In the regular Gemara, it's the Gemara Yerushalmi. It says it in the Yerushalmi. Let's have a look, I put it here on the sheet. Menarim la'arba koyses. It's in the Agot. In the Agot, you've got to do it, but it doesn't say in the Agot actually why. Menarim la'arba koyses. So Rabbi Yerushalmi Moshem Rabbi Vanya. Rabbi Yerushalmi said, connected arba Geula. It's connected the four expressions of Geula. And he quotes this Sukkim Lochena Mojib Ne'isavi Hashem, he says the Velakati, but he says the Salt and Galti Velakati, these Sukkim. Let's just also put on the page that there are some other ideas in Yerushalmi as well. Not just these four expressions, but there's some other four. The Yeshua and Levi Omar, Canadian Arba Kwesis Shaltai. Fascinating, Canadian the four Kwesis which were in the four Kwesis of Pari, which were in the dream of the Tzar HaMashkin in the story with Yosef in the prison. So he said over his dream, what he was doing in the dream, he was squeezing grapes into a cup, and he gave the cup to Paro, and there the word koyt is mentioned four times.
It's one
koyt. It's one koyt, yeah. The word koyt is mentioned there four times. Rabbi Levi Omar, connected Arba Malkuyos, they correspond to the four Malkuyos, the four empires, who take Amitra to Godot. Rabbanon Amri, connected Arba Koyses Shel Peraolos. It's mentioned four times in the Navi, a cup, literally a portion of punishment, Shekhodesh Borok Ba'otet Lahashkoyt Es Umay Ta'oilos. Shekhodesh Borok is going to punish the Umay Ta'oilos. Okay. I'm sure there's many, many interesting...
The four cases of people who have to thank Hashem for.
People say it's connected to four... The four types of people who
have to give
my God. Yeah. I don't think so. I think this is the end of the fourth in the Yerushalmi. Maybe there's other sources in Chazal. Okay, I'm sure there's many interesting ideas of drush which one can explain on these different koyses. I'd like to look more of a halakhic point regarding the arba koyses. We know one of the requirements of the kiyum of the mitzvahs on Seder night. For example, when we matter, we have to lean. There's something called hesedim. You have to lean to the left, hesedim. Now, is there a requirement to lean while we drink the four cups? Definitely a requirement to lean when we drink matzah. What about when we drink when we eat matzah? What about drinking the four cups?
Drink while you're leaning.
Drink while you are leaning. Yeah. Do you have to drink while you are leaning, or lean while you are drinking? Let's look at the background, where exactly does that come from. Let's look over the Gemara which talks about it. You're right, the bottom line is, yes, you have to lean. And I think it's up to the cup, you have to go back, maybe. You only have to go back to the first two cups. Okay, I didn't look over that a lot.
I think back.
But the bottom line is that you have to lean, at least the Chatchila, you have to lean for all the cups. But let's look what the Gemara says about it. So there's a sugya in Pesachim Daf Kofet Yayin regarding the drinking of wine. Itmar Mishmeid Rav Nachmon Tzoreh Hesedim. There was one registered known statement of Rav Nachmon Tzoreh Hesedim, that the four cups require Hesedim, they require leaning. The Itmar Rishmeda Rav Nachman, there was another statement in the name of Rav Nachman. Ain't sorry to say, you don't need to lean. You couldn't want a more open contradiction than that. You do have to lean, you don't have to lean, both in the name of Rav Nachman. Says the Gemara, you know what? Beloy plea. There's no Machlokes. These two statements of Rav Nachman do not disagree. You couldn't think of a more clear disagreement than that, but the Gemara says they don't disagree, no. One is talking about the two first cups. Oh, the Tarfi Kossi Basroi. One is talking about the two last cups. So there's two sets of cups. There's the first ones, the two before the filler, and there's the two last ones, the two after the filler. And a one set of cups, Rav Nachman says you have to lean. And a one set of cups, Rav Nachman says you don't have to lean. Oh, now, the Shaila ensues, which one is which? Amri lo the high gifa, the Amri lo the high gifa. Some said this way round, and some said that way round. It wasn't clear. We know that one is talking about this, and one is talking about that, but which way round is it? And the Gemara provides us tomorrow for both ways round. It's just logic to say this way, it's a logic to say that way. So we cannot come to any conclusion. So the Gemara concludes, now, has to be Itmar Hoppi. The Itmar Hoppi. Ibi, Boaz, Saber. Says the Gemara. Now that we cannot come to any sensible conclusion, we cannot prove which way is the correct way. Ibi, Boaz, Saber. There is a topic. There's a case of matter of doubt over here. Which one requires a favor, which one doesn't. And says the Gemara. In this situation of doubt, both of them require a favor. And that indeed is what we do. Both the first set of cups and the final set of cups, we leave.
Is it
a Latin? Oh, so it's a Latin, that's what we were discussing before. I don't remember the details of what happens if you forget.
No, because here, but I realize I have
to check it out
because you're talking about
something. Since it's only a topic. Yeah, you're right. That might be an added question to say that maybe we don't have to.
But that's, if one forgets to do it, then which one will just lose it?
Yeah, so we don't know. I'm saying. It's a topic. Yeah. It's a topic because whatever the Hilchos Brachos are, either your Bokra often covers you or it doesn't cover you for a cup by another cup. It's not anyway drinking the cup, so it's not like a Shasha but Brachos. There's other issues in drinking against. You're not allowed to be mastic in the Haggadah, you're not allowed to add on to the cup. So it becomes a complicated issue for the drinking against. But let's look at an additional question. The Ram over here brings up a fascinating question on this Gemara. How could the Itma Hoki, Itma Hoki, Hulu Bo has favored? Now that we've said it, this way round and that way round, both choices need has favored. After Ramakasha, Ba'afal Gazi Ba'al, no time on Ibcha, the cold space of Rabbonon Lakuna. Correct, the Ramakasha, we have the rule, well known rule, Sotik, Rabbonon Lakuna. Since it's Sotik, Rabbonon Lakuna, correct, the Ram. Why do we have this? Here we're being stringent. It's a topic of being stringent. But then we don't know when to lean. So you know what? Lean in both. This is a topic and we're going to the Torah. But there are now, there are the Kasha. What happens to the well-known cloud? Sophic, there are bottles. Look at it. This sin of Hezeba is definitely no greater than if there are bottles. So. No, that's a different cloud. Sophic, brachos, lahakos, that's something else.
So where's
the. No, not really. There's a cloud, Sophic, there are bottles. If we have a Sophic in there are bottles. The kula, we go the kula. Mm-hmm. It's true that the wind room also has room.
So what's the kula here? Don't do it all?
Oh, you're touching on the right approach. Well, what's going to be the kula? What are we going to say? So let's see what the Rana says. So he says two things. Papa, first he says, given the love, most of the Tirukuru, Abdina, the Rav says, most of the Tafkir Shuzah. The first Rav says that anything, since we can easily get around the topic, it's not a big deal, it's not difficult. Just me. So the Chazal required us to leave. That's one answer. We don't say Sophic Rabban in the Kula when one can easily avoid being involved in the Sophic in the first place. That's one answer. And now the second answer, the leader is the Ram. The Al Korsus Boy the Mevet has saved the Kula. That most certainly you are obliged to do a saver on both. So the Ram, an amazing story, an important principle. The E Nazel the Kula, if we're going to think to go the Kula. My Nekul Bahami to Fein Nehami. Which one do you want to be lenient in? You say to yourself, let's see, you'll drink the first choices, and you'll say to yourself, well, I don't know in the first choices if we have to lean or we don't have to lean. Maybe the requirement to leave was only in the last closes. So you know what? Stop it, Rabban the Makula, I'm not going to leave. Then you'll come to the next closes, and you do the same stickle code. And you'll say, oh, well, maybe I don't know if I have to lean in the second closes. Maybe I was meant to lean in the first closes. No, I didn't, but you know, my Dahava was in the state or whatever, what's been has been. And again, Tom and Rabban the Makula, and he won't lean at all. As if you would follow Tom and Rabban the Makula over here to its nth degree, to its fullest degree, you'll end up being Mazatan, the whole thing in that table altogether. And there's no reason to pick one out of the two. Are my nakel bahani tfei mehani? Why should we make over here more than over there? Be nakel bitravayu. And if we're going to be nakel in both, hobi akro mitzvah tetseva legamri, then you're going to uproot the whole tachona tetseva altogether. And there isn't going to be any tetseva in the last place. So there's around any place where, if we're going to apply topic dravon fully, you'll end up being nakel on both counts, on both occasions. And there's no reason to pick one more than the other. So, therefore, we have to be stringent in both.
I'm not sure I understand the reason. When yeah. We're talking about one event, one meeting.
But that's a classic problem.
Yeah. We don't have a concern, it's okay, you're not going to do it. So, if you're not going to do it, so here was the question. Say it, of course.
I've yeah, but over here, the point is, we have in front of us two sort of parts of a mitzvah.
Definitely.
Where definitely one out of the two, there's no question, that's not a thought. It's Boruch Hashemesh, that one out of the two is absolutely certain that one out of the two requires a tzedakah. But we don't know which one it is.
So that's a thing. So
right.
The package is the tzedakah of this. It's such a connected bound. So, because if there are bananas, there are candles. So why do it? I'm not sure I understand the reason.
But at the end of the day, the reason is, at the end of the day, once you pass through the procedure of the entire Dalit process, you're going to turn around and end up having done something that's definitely wrong. It's not like a normal topic of Allah. Normal topic of Allah, but what literally you don't know if you have to do it in this stringent fashion or not. So you don't do it in this stringent fashion, you do it in a linear fashion, and maybe you say, maybe yes, maybe no, but topic of Allah. Over here, if you're going to apply something on the hocker as you go along the path, and you say to each coin, well, I don't know if I have to lean, I don't know if I have to lock. So something on the hocker. So you come to the end, and you definitely did something wrong. Because you didn't lean at all. So in that situation, says the Rabbi, you have to be mastering a book, because you can't pick. You definitely have to do one, and which one should you pick? Okay.
Is anything called a Moses? What we're talking about, so it's. You don't know which one, so you do them all.
Yeah. No, there's no issue over here of being it. There's no drawback, so to speak, in doing extra. I'd say you don't lose anything. So there is a very famous contradiction in the Ram regarding this principle. It sounds like a very, what we call a novelty, sorry, a big principle which can cover all topics of all of the pillar, there could be many applications of this, but there's a contradiction in the Ram on this point. We're looking at the two Yomim Purim that are coming up, Pesach and Purim. So there's a sphere in the Ram between Pesach and Purim. What topic is there in Purim? When the Indian Ayoris comes to pocket, the next round, the Ram in the Gila, second last thing on the sheet, regarding Ayoris where there's a topic, cities where there is a topic, Imhein Mukafin Choma Mimoiti Yoshua Mignun Oiloi. You have a place where we have a topic, we have a doubt. With it, Mukaf Choma Mimoiti Yoshua Mignun or not. So we do not know whether the correct day in this place is to read on Yud Dalet or it's to read on Tes Vav. So what should you do? So, says the Ram, Toiru HaGa'olim Zal, he quotes in the name of the Ga'olim, She'afilu Tema Shusafik HaShokho. At first he says maybe in a majority of places we in the Dalet and there's some sort of going. Then he says, but even if it's an equal topic, it's an equal topic, we've got all sorts of historical evidence, how fast we cannot make a hakra, it's a topic, 50-50. We don't know. Should stop it, shop. Says the Ran. How many topic shall be read? So what is it? Mitzvah Megillah is a drabon. It's a topic drabon, and it was a cook. And in principle, you should be making. But Nimtzah Peturit, Bishneen, Nimtzah Peturit, Bishneen, it's total.
Yeah,
it's going to come to you that you're going to be potting on both of them. When you come to your dal, the people in this city which have got a topic, city of that. So they're going to think to themselves on Yom Tov, well, maybe we're not obliged today, maybe we're only obliged tomorrow, but, you know, we won't do anything. And then tomorrow, they'll say, oh, well, maybe we're not obliged today, maybe we were supposed to do it tomorrow, and, you know, we didn't do it, we were too lazy. So we're not going to do it today either. But Mevatel Mimen, that's what you can't do. Mevatel Mimen is Mevatel Mikra Megin. So what should you do to deal with this scenario? Says the Ram, Leficha, therefore, Hore Berishai, Upotel Mishai. Says the Ram, you know what you should do. On the first day, read. And on the second day, Upotel. So according to the Ranim Sochim, the Chayyim should read on the book. Over here the Ranim saying, I'll deal with this type of issue, it's the same sort of issue. If you're going to be fully metal to the furthest degree, you'll end up being with us in the midst of the garden. That you definitely can't do. So the Shaila is now, how should we deal with this? So the Ranim over here in Megillah is telling us, you know what we can do. The first one, we've got to do, because when we come to the first one, we sort of look at it with an overall look, and we say, well, we can't just be natal, because we're going to be natal, we're going to lose the whole minute. So we've got to be lastly. So today we'll read. But once you've read on the first day, then on the second day you can turn around to yourself, well, you're not going to be mevatel mitzvah legamrei anymore, you did it yesterday. The second day you can say to yourself, well, maybe I was going to say yesterday, maybe no. Stop and drop on the hocket. Right, so you have to be mevatel mitzvah legamrei. So now, once you arrive at the second stage, you can say to yourself, you know what? Something what I was going to say a lot. And now, on the second day, I don't have to do anything. In fact, you can hear this logic quite well. It's true that you don't have to, you can't be mevatel mitzvah legamrei. But what's much higher than me to go to the opposite extreme and say, oh, well, since I can't be mevatel mitzvah legamrei, so I've got to do both. So the Rambam Sochim says, well, what's the chashivas of one over the other? There's no reason to pick the first one more than the second one, or the second one more than the first one, so do both. But there is another way of looking at it, which is how the Rambam Megillah seems to be looking at it, which is to say that you're right, maybe at the beginning there's no reason to pick one more than the other. So I'll start with the first one. Okay, fair enough. No reason to pick one more than the other. I'll start at the beginning, I'll do this. Once I've done the first one, then I can turn around and I can say, well, you know what, I've done one. I'm definitely not being mevatel the mitzvah legamrei. When I come out to the second day of the 2 days of Purim, I can say to myself, I don't know whether I was yotze yesterday or not, but maybe I won't. So I'm going to drop on the Kula, and I don't have to read again. So why the Rambam Sochim says different? The Rambam says, no, we've got to look at it with one overall look. There isn't really any reason to do one more than the other. And maybe you have to do both. And you can't just do, why don't you just do a table on the first one and then turn around and say to yourself, well, you know what? Stop it on the good on the second one. Well, like the running beginner. What's the difference between these two cases?
I mean, in one case you're talking about our process, in another case it's about pouring.
Right? That's true, but what's the difference?
Well, okay, each day is as far as
yeah, well, there's
got to
be something in a day.
Maybe something in a day. Just having, you know, drinking wine four times in the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there would be something far like that. It would have to be in the direction of that some of the arba kotos is more of a sort of one wholesome cue than the 2 days. The 2 days are just two separate things.
There is a big difference, isn't there? You've got it. Most of the world is reading.
Okay, that's a different story. That's around himself says at the beginning that you go on the first day because Rojo of the world read on the first day.
Right,
and then he adds, even were it to be an equal suffix, I would still tell you this is what he says now. It's not much about that the second this reasoning is based on Rojo of the world does the
Adani. It doesn't matter.
What is the Rojo of the world with Hevea?
Yeah,
that
was Hevea.
There was nothing mentioned. On the course of just the genus, small thing to do, but here you have to redo all the sort of limbs from the base. Not only the
key, but
it's a huge deal. I mean, like out of the museum and all. So they don't
It doesn't sound like you're saying that. Okay, there could be all types of stories. It's a nice touch to think about being told with some chiluk. I'll tell you what this touch is, a famous old touch asked by the Mishnah Lamech. The Mishnah Lamech says a different type of chiluk. I was reading through inside, but it's here on the sheet. So look, the Mishnah Lamed says that the following is chiluk, that it depends whether this topic is a topic which applies equally to the whole world, everybody who's ever going to approach this mitzvah, or it only applies to one particular city, one particular place. When we come to the Arba Kotos, this topic in the Gemara applies equally to the whole world. To any person who will ever, from the time of Hadal till this very day, who will ever want to approach the mitzvah of the Arba Kotos, this topic is going to apply to him. And therefore, if we're going to take the view of saying a similar approach to what the Rambam said in the Megillah, but you know what, let's lean on the first Kotos and forget Hesedva on the second Kotos. So the whole idea of Hesedva on the second Kotos has completely gone down the drain, Mikal or the Oilam Vayit. And it will never be. You've been entirely okay. And therefore, sort of on the sub, and there is a topic in the Gemara, there is a sub, there is a possibility that second Kotos do require Hesedva. And if you're going to take the approach that the Rambam took in Megillah and say, just do all the first ones and leave the second ones aside, you've entirely uprooted Hesedva from the second Kotos. It'll never be again ever.
And it won't be a
din of Arba Kotos. Well, there'll be Arba Kotos, but there won't be Hesedva on the Arba Kotos. There'll only be Hesedva on the So if we're going to follow the approach of the Rambam in Megillah, then we're going to lose Hesedva on the second Kotos legally. It was a topic in the Gemara, but maybe it's required. And if you're going to follow that approach, it won't ever exist. Now, in the case of the Rambam in Megillah, where we're dealing with the doubt whether this particular city requires Kriyon, it doesn't require Kriyon Hesedva. So when we take the approach of what the Rambam does in Megillah, so we're not being oikher a kolos chazal, a possibility of being oikher is a kolos chazal.
They're going to read it.
The fact that they won't have Tezbo, so that particular city won't ever read on Tezbo, you're right. But the Kakolas Chazal of Kriyas Yudalev for regular cities, Kriyas Tezbov for cities of Mukafi, that Kakolas Chazal has been co-located. You have uprooted, or gone to a possibility of uprooting a Kakolas Chazal. The Kakolas of Yudalev is still here, the Kakolas of Tezbov is still here. This city doesn't know what to do, so this is what they do, so they read on Yudalev and then they leave Tezbov. It's not like Hesedva, where were we to follow that line of reasoning and go with the first Kotos and leave the second Kotos, the bottom line would be that the Takonas Chazal of Hesedva on the second Kotos would be entirely forgotten from Am Yisrael altogether, so to speak. That sort of thing that we can't do. When those are the stakes, on that type of situation, the Rambam says that we cannot afford to ever be go into a possibility of being forgotten the Takonas Chazal of Gamri. And therefore, we have to be lachmir on both. But it's only in that type of situation.
Even if everybody in the world decides to go on the first day, right? Even though there should be.
Yeah.
You have, at least you're doing the reading of the Gila. So there's something. It's not just a four, it's four or five, the number is four.
Right. Yeah.
I like four is a nice number to have. There's a significant four. All of the significant. Okay, so the question is first two of left and so forth. But if you take out the two, then you are the plus. At least in the Gila, you're doing it. Because it's a unit. What do you do on this one? Every 4 points is a unit. If you break the two,
four is a white unit. More than, and then the way that this cube has to be in its height.
Right, you're breaking the unit, but at least with the Megillah, you do it one day. At least you're reading the Megillah. Something that's maintained. It's a question of when. Four is a unit itself. You can't take like three or two, and then okay, you've broken the whole thing.
The Vilna Gaon says a different answer to explain the Rambam. It's not so clear the logic of the Rambam himself, but the Vilna Gaon suggests something which maybe this was going around a few minutes ago, that a different answer, you know what the Rambam is based on. In truth, the correct way to deal with these types of fakers as a general rule would be like the Rambam says himself. we haven't really got any right to decide whether it's the first one or the second one, and therefore you have to be matter in both. You know what? Says the Vilna Gaon, the reason for the Rad in Megillah, you know what it's really based on? Yerushalmi says that even the cities which have a wall around them, who are supposed to read on Tehillim, well, if they read on Yud Dalet, they are Yotzei B'Di'eved. So therefore, once you've read on Yud Dalet, so, and that you have to do because of the topic, now you turn around and say, well, I was definitely Yotzei, even if I'm a Tehillim place, even if I'm a walled city, I was also Yotzei. So that's the reason why you don't have to read again on the second day. We cannot compare it to the topic of the Arba Koseim, where there's a topic, two independent places. Maybe you have to lean with the first Koseim, maybe you have to lean with the second Koseim. And if you did lean with the first Koseim and it's wrong, that does nothing for you regarding the leaning of the second Koseim. Masha Inkin with Megillah, even though I've said that Megillah is a cube of Tezvah, you are still Yotzei when you're done. So you've been Yotzei with the edit, so therefore you don't have to read again on Tetzvah, and then answer these two in the run. Alright, we'll stop here. There's another piece of it. Right, but it's quite involved. So. Oh, yeah.